com.
Start your mornings with Drake Toll.
Oh, Rama, don't you cry.
USA Hockey is do or die.
USA Hockey is do or die.
Take a hockey stick in my hand.
Take a hockey stick in my hand.
That is American.
And a sport that none of you played as a kid. In a sport that we don't even really play. At that very sport that the Canadians have such a leg up on, the United States just won the gold medal.
It's the Drake Toll Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on The Fan Upstate. Start your mornings with Drake Toll.
Jerry Jones sees the Dallas Cowboys as... Hold on. Wait a second. There's a typo. What? Jerry Jones sees Dallas Cowboys being biggest spenders in free agency? Jerry Jones said that? Huh.
It's the Drake Toll Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on The Fan Upstate. WFBC HD3 Greenville, W249 PL Greenville, W246 CD Spartanburg, W2CX DL Anderson,
The Fan, Upstate,
and Odyssey Sports.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. I love the first hour of the show today. Talking about the Knicks' humiliation of the Philadelphia 76ers, both in Game 4 and for the series. My Knicks looking like world beaters. My Knicks looking like an absolute juggernaut. Best Knicks team of my lifetime, no matter what happens from here. The ceiling for this Knicks team, higher than any other Knicks team in my lifetime. And I know the 94 Knicks went to Game 7 of the finals. I watched them. I watched this team. This team's better. Winning by an average of 19.4 points per game through two playoff rounds. The most in the history of the National Basketball Association. And this Knicks team, and I know it's a low bar, this is the best New York sports team in the last 15 years. You can say like the tallest short guy, I get it. But still, the fact remains, the point remains. Best New York sports team in almost two decades, this version of the New York Knicks. And I know the Knicks are not guaranteed to make the NBA Finals. They can lose the Eastern Conference Final to either the Cavs or the Pistons. But I'll keep saying it. No excuse for the Knicks not to beat either Cleveland or Detroit when they get there. Those two teams are good. Game 4 coming up tonight. We'll see what happens. We'll give you a betting opinion at the end of the show. The Knicks had better win that series. They're the best team left standing in the East. They need to keep this rolling heading into the Eastern Conference Final. I defended Joel Embiid for his post-game comments. I haven't seen one person do that. Everyone say, oh, well, Joel Embiid, how could he say the season's a success? They love, they got swept. How could you say that? I don't know, because he feels good. Can you put yourself in his shoes? The guy never plays. He played, and now he feels like he's going to play in the future, and everyone wants him to, like, cry at the postgame press conference or be pissed off when, like, he feels good? Like, come on. Like, grow up. Stop being so damn narcissistic. And I say that as a tremendous narcissist. I'm self-aware enough to know that I am one and can be one. Can you be self-aware enough to know that you are one, if that's what you're saying? So I defended Joel Embiid, and I think he is worthy of defense. One person not worthy of defense this morning is Spurs big man Victor Wembanyama, who, just to reiterate the point, elbowed Naz Reid in the throat. A spinning elbow that you might see in WWE or New Japan Pro Wrestling or UFC. And people are saying, oh, well, you know, it's Wemby's never done something like this before. There should be no punishment. Really? Elbowed a guy in the throat. What if it were Draymond Green? Lou Dort would... I'm reticent to say what I was going to say about, like, the prison that Lou Dort will get sent to. Like, that you would throw... These guys would get thrown in Guantanamo. Jokic would get thrown in Guantanamo Bay for elbowing someone in the throat. But Wemby does it. Oh, no big deal. Oh, it's okay. He's such a nice guy. Oh, no. Oh, he took it like a man. Like, he just walked off the court. Oh, no. No. It's okay. Is it? And I'm not trying to be what the kids would call a hardo here. Not trying to be one. Just like, you can't elbow someone in the throat. You can't do it. He did it. If it were up to me, and I'm handing down the potential discipline, I don't think he should be suspended. I think the Spurs already paid the price for what he did. They lost a playoff game because that's a pretty big price to pay. I wouldn't suspend him for Game 5 if it were me. But if it comes down that he's suspended for Game 5, I don't want to see one person saying that it's the wrong decision. Again, I wouldn't do it, but you can absolutely see where the NBA would try and make a statement. You can't do this. And by this, again, I mean elbowing someone in the throat. Not acceptable. The most famous elbow since Macho Man Randy Savage. That series now tied up at 2, heading back to San Antonio. And it going to get real, real interesting if Wemby gets suspended for game number 5. And credit to Anthony Edwards for his incredible fourth quarter last night. And then I told you why I think the Dallas Cowboys will beat my Giants on Sunday Night Football to start the season. That game announced earlier today. Cowboys at Giants, week 1, Sunday Night Football. Everybody get your jokes off. Yes, the Cowboys and Giants seemingly play on week 1 every season. Our pal Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68 is going to join us here on You Better You Bet in about 20 minutes. And when Jeff Goodman joins us on the show, we will discuss with him these NBA draft prospects and how they will fit with the potential teams that draft them. And that is because yesterday was the NBA draft lottery. And I watched that son of a bitch like it was Game 7 of the World Series. And my favorite team wasn't even in it. The Knicks, nowhere to be found in the draft lottery. And hopefully won't be in it for many years to come. And yet, I was on pins and needles, like actually, like literally, at like 2:47 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, in the afternoon. I look at my phone to see what time it is, and I'm like, I can't believe the lottery's 13 minutes away. I was actually, not, like, this is sincere, counting down the minutes until the lottery. I couldn't wait for it. Because yesterday will go down as one of the most consequential NBA draft lotteries ever. We could talk about the Patrick Ewing draft lottery, which the Knicks won, frozen envelope, shout out to David Stern, LeBron in 03, Wemby a couple years ago. This one will go down in the annals with all of those. And I say that even if A.J. DeBonsa, Darren Peterson, Cam Boozer, Caleb Wilson, Acuff, Wagler, Flemings, etc. Let's say none of them turn out to be the best player on a championship team, championship caliber team. It will still go down as one of the most consequential lotteries because it's the last one in this current form. Lottery reform is like, much like winter is coming. A lot of Game of Thrones references on the show today. Lottery reform is coming. So for teams like Brooklyn and Sacramento, you will no longer be able to, and you could say the same thing about Washington and Utah, except Washington and Utah won the lottery and Brooklyn and Sacramento didn't. You will no longer be able to tank your way into top draft picks year after year. The NBA is actually going to prevent it from happening. So this lottery and the results of this lottery yesterday matter exponentially more than you might even think they do, given the players that have come out and this generational group of players that are going to be drafted in like the top eight, because the lottery is no longer going to exist in this form moving forward. And I have a bunch of opinions to share with you from this NBA draft lottery yesterday. Let's start with the winners of the lottery. The Washington Wizards at one and the Utah Jazz at two. And perhaps you feel like karma, like Utah didn't deserve this. Remember, Utah was the poster child for tanking this season. Like, literally winning in the fourth quarter of games and pulling Lauri Markkanen and Jaren Jackson to lose the game on purpose. Tell you what, fine, $500,000. You pay that 10 times over for the second pick in this draft. So it was worth it. Perhaps you feel like, well, justice was not served. Guess what? Life isn't a Disney movie. Sometimes the bad guys win. And I'm not insinuating the Jazz are bad people, just like sometimes in life this happens. Like, it ain't a storybook ending. The good guys don't always win. Sorry. That's life. I feel awesome for the Washington Wizards. This is the best win by a wizard since Harry Potter killed Lord Voldemort in the final Harry Potter book. I almost can't believe it happened. We're conditioned. And I know the Wizards had the second pick in a bad draft. Here's Alex Sarr. Good player. Not a franchise-changing player. I thought for sure the Wizards were going to end up with, like, I know it's not possible. It's actually mathematically not possible. I thought for sure the Wizards were going to get, like, the 15th pick in the draft. I know that's not possible. But I felt like they were good, because they always do. It usually doesn't go their way. And it did, in a big way. And now, this star-crossed franchise, the Washington Wizards, are going to add, presumably, either A.J. DeBonso or Darren Peterson to a roster that's got some interesting young players. Trey Johnson, right? 6th overall pick in the draft last year. Alex Sarr. Plus, Anthony Davis and Trey Young. Like, look, you might have forgotten this because they traded for these guys and never played them because they were tanking, trying to lose. Now you put DeBonso or Peterson on this team? Tell me that's not a playoff team next year in the Eastern Conference. Now, maybe they're not a top six team. But you tell me that ain't a top 10 team in the Eastern Conference next year? Now, I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to be on the team. Every time, in hilarious fashion, every time Anthony Davis refers to the Wizards, he says they instead of we, which is funny. Anthony Davis is too busy, like, filming his Impractical Jokers, like, style, like, hidden camera, you know, prank show for Turner, right? To focus on, you know, playing basketball. And I don't even say that to be mean. If I were him, I might do the same thing. So maybe Anthony Davis wants to force his way out. If you're the Wizards, great. Trade him. See ya. And get more draft capital. Like, now, in the lottery, it's going to be way more important to have more assets than to have, like, the 14% chance to be the number one overall pick with the way the new lottery is going to be. Like, this is, it's all coming up Wizards. It all's coming up Wizards. And what else might happen here? And by the way, if the Utah Jazz do this, I have no problem with it. No problem with it. The Jazz owner, Ryan Smith, is the biggest BYU booster. Like, basically paid A.J. DeBonso to play for BYU last year. Like, there are rumors already out there that the Jazz want to trade up from 2-1, and the Wizards have gone on the record already saying that, like, the number one pick is for sale. Like, do you not understand what's happening here? This could very easily be Utah from 2-1 to take A.J. DeBonso. Let's say that happens. Hell, let's say it doesn't. Here's Darren Peterson. And everyone thinks they've got Darren Peterson's cramping situation figured out because he was taking too much creatine. I have no idea if it's true or not, whatever. But we know Darren Peterson's upside is sky high. Do you understand that the Jazz are going to be a playoff team next year? in the Western Conference. Do people get that? Lauri Markkanen, Jaren Jackson, Keyonte George, Ace Bailey, Walker Kessler, and either A.J. DeBonser or Darren Peterson. Now, I don't know if they're going to be a top six team again, but they're not a play-in team next year, the Utah Jazz, with that lineup? This was yesterday for Washington and Utah. Franchise altering. The ball's going their way. Like, altered the future of this franchise, of these franchises in a positive way for both next year and beyond. It is, you cannot overstate how important this is and how incredible this is and transformative this is going to be for the Washington Wizards and the Utah Jazz. You better, you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Also, tremendous for the Memphis Grizzlies, who jump up to 3, and the Chicago Bulls, who jump up to 4. Memphis has a pretty fun young core and a million assets now to build around. Again, in this new lottery system, right? With the Jaren Jackson trade and the Desmond Bain trade to the Orlando Magic. And now the third pick in the draft. Let's just call it Cam Boozer, just for the purposes of this conversation. Caleb Will, whatever it's going to be. So now, if you're Memphis, the Grizzlies are dying to trade Ja Morant. Now, you can actually trade Ja Morant and not have like the fans be as furious and as depressed as they were going to be when that happened, even if I'm sure they all know it's the right thing. Now the Grizz can turn the page. And now here's Boozer or Wilson or somebody else who's going to be a stud in all likelihood with Coward and Edie, and they're going to be fun. It is huge for the Grizzlies. And for the Chicago Bulls, I mean, it's been brutal watching Kobe White, you know, light up the Heat in the play-in game. It's been brutal watching Ayo Dosunmu be awesome for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tell you what, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Absolutely. This could go down as the most important day for the Chicago Bulls franchise. And I know the Derrick Rose thing happened, but like, think about it in totality here. That played out. This hasn't. This could be the most important day for the Chicago Bulls since Michael Jordan shot in Game 6 of the 98 Finals in the Last Dance to beat the Jazz. Not an exaggeration, right? That's fair. Here's Caleb Wilson or Cam Boozer. And everyone, it feels like people think Cam Boozer is going to stink in the NBA. I don't see that at all. I don't see it at all. The Bulls with 2 first-round picks. And yes, the Bulls' last 2 picks at 4 overall have not necessarily been world beaters. Patrick Williams and the not skinny Eddie Curry, former Nick Eddie Curry. My strong feeling is this player will be better than those, whoever they take. A couple other things to discuss from the draft lottery, and this is where it gets dark. The Brooklyn Nets and the Sacramento Kings. I'm not trying to be sincerely. I'm not trying to be dramatic here. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic at all. I think these two franchises are probably screwed for quite some time. Think about what I'm saying about lottery reform and what's about to happen, right? Where's the path for these teams to be good? Where is it for the Nets and the Kings? They put, especially Brooklyn, and I'm not going to go through all the details, but like what Brooklyn basically did was not mortgage the entire future, but traded a lot to gain control of their picks in 25 and 26 and busted on both of them. The Sacramento Kings endured another brutal season to end up with the 7th pick, and the Nets have the 6th pick. Now, it's a deep draft. It's not to say that they can't get stars at 6 and 7. It's not to say that. But if you're a Nets fan and you're a Kings fan, insert joke here about those two fan bases. But you're saying, right? If you're a Nets fan or a Kings fan, I mean, This is the height of misery. This is pit of misery level stuff if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan or a Sacramento Kings fan. Especially if you're a Knicks. Because like the Kings, I actually feel like in their own weird way are trying to be good. They're terrible at it, but they're trying. The Nets were trying to be bad. This is like you get in shape, you dedicate yourself for a year straight, 2 years straight in this instance. No cheat meals. You're eating grilled chicken and broccoli and washing it down with liter after liter of water, gallon after gallon of H2O. You're in the gym 6 days a week. You don't go out. You're trying to get in great shape to impress your crush. You spend all this time working on it in the dark, losing in your personal life with the hopes that one day you'll be a big winner. And you get your shot and you shoot your shot. And you get rejected instantly. Like on that old MTV show, Next, when you walk off the bus and the person just yells, Next. The NBA and the basketball gods looked at the Brooklyn Nets and looked at the Sacramento Kings and they walked off the bus, ready for their moment. And the gods yelled, Next. Horrible for the Nets and horrible for the Kings. Last note for now on the lottery, and our friend Jeff Goodman will join us in the next segment. I'm excited to talk with Jeff. The Indiana Pacers rolled the dice in what I kind of thought in the moment was kind of an unacceptable way. And hindsight's 20/20. I would have come on the air if they had won that roll of the dice, and I would have said the same thing today. The Pacers, and kind of a move that went unreported, and like we didn't really do a lot of it on this show, and maybe that's my bad, probably is, honestly. The Pacers traded for Vita Zubats for the LA Clippers. And in doing so, basically rolled the dice on their lottery pick. Where if it's top four, Indiana keeps it. And if it's five or six, it goes to the LA Clippers. And if it goes to the Clippers, the Pacers get the Clippers unprotected first round pick in 2031, a half decade away. Well, it went busto yesterday. The Clippers now have the fifth pick in the draft. In a ridiculously deep draft, and we'll see what they do. Like, they have Darius Garland. Are they going to take another guard? That's a story for another day. If you're a Clippers fan, insert joke here, you are delirious today. You're in ecstasy. Because, for all intents and purposes, this era of Clipper basketball ended Game 7 last year in Denver in the first round with that defeat. Pretty nice pivot. Trade James Harden. Here's Darius Garland. Here's Benedict Mathurin. Here's the fifth pick in the draft. Could not have gone better for the Clippers. Could not have gone better. For the Indiana Pacers. GM Kevin Pritchard puts out a tweet apologizing to Pacers fans. Felt like luck was going to be on their side. This is the gambler's fallacy. Well, Tyrese Halliburton popped his Achilles, and we were beset by injuries all year, so the luck's bound to go our way, right? You play roulette, and it comes up black 10 times in a row, so now it has to be red, right? Wrong. And this isn't to intimate that the Pacers can't or won't be good next year. If Halliburton comes back, they're a playoff team, obviously. And Zubats is one of the better centers in the league. So it's not like they're going to be terrible next year. But if you're Indiana, when are you going to be in this position again? Top five pick in a draft like this. They rolled the dice. To me, an unacceptable gamble by the Indiana Pacers. And one that could be felt by them for years and maybe a decade plus to come. Take a break. On the other side, joining us to break down the NBA draft lottery, the one, the only, the great Jeff Goodman here on You Better You Bet.
Who's making a run? And who's done? We're just a few games away from the NBA Finals. Get daily NBA playoff reaction on Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Spray pollen is everywhere, and if it sits too long on your vehicle, it can stick to the surface and damage your car's paint over time. Don't let buildup dull your shine. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa and wash it away with a top-of-the-line car wash starting at just $15. Our Graf-X 4 Shine technology helps protect your finish and keep your car looking its best. Plus, enjoy free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning spray with every visit. In minutes, you'll be driving away with that clean car happy feeling. Find your nearest location at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate.
Injured?